Well, good morning, everybody. Something funny happened at the 8:30 Mass. There was a mouse in the house, and it was crawling all around in the pews and everything. I've never seen a more attentive crowd at Mass in my life. It was a hoot. But anyways, I want to tell you two little miracles about light really quickly, because it was kind of interesting. The first reading and the gospel today are about the end times. And of course, we hear about the end times as we get close to Advent every year, because we're getting kind of winding down in the church calendar, the church year, which resets at the first Sunday of Advent, which is 2 weeks from now. Can you believe it? But in the gospel, Jesus says that when he comes back, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from the sky. And isn't that interesting? Because like he who is the ultimate light, in compared to him, even the sun is a tiny little flame, a flickering candle. But all of that will just kind of fade away, and the ultimate light, who is Christ, will just overcome everything, which is really wild to think about. The two miracles are that one of them happened yesterday. It was after the funeral mass for Lucille Ranicek that we did here at church. And we went to the cemetery, and it was a very cloudy morning, you remember yesterday. And but there we were in the cemetery, and the burial rite was kind of winding down. And at the very end, there's just this moment of silence, which is always very, very powerful. And then right after that moment of silence is where the priest says, "Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord." And everybody says, may eternal light shine upon them. And at that moment of silence, and until the very, just that line, the sun just beamed down. And it was just really, really powerful. It was God kind of smiling at us, and maybe Lucille winking at us. And the other miracle happened a couple of weeks ago. I was praying in the rectory chapel, and in the afternoon, it was a cloudy day, and I just pick up this book, which I'm reading very slowly, and it's called What Jesus Does and Says from the Tabernacle. Because there's a heartbeat in there, in the tabernacle, you know, he's alive. And I pick up, and the first line I read, not kidding, says that Jesus lives in the eternal light of the Father's gaze. And right when I read this line, the sun just booms into the window to the tabernacle. And I'm going, wow, like, God, you're so wild. I love when he shows off, you know? I love when he just does these fun little things to, like, make us realize that he really is alive, you know, and really is with us. Okay, the really thing that I want to talk about is this. Pope Francis, 2 years ago, in a general audience on Wednesday, he said, we should spend more time praying in front of the crucifix. And he said, if you really think about it, a great many of the most wonderful saints spent a lot of time in front of the crucifix. St. Francis of Assisi, of course, prayed in front of the crucifix every day. And then in 1205, he was in an old abandoned church in San Damiano. And Jesus even spoke to him as he was staring at the crucifix. And that's when Jesus famously said, "Francis, rebuild my church." My Philip Neri, my saint, my confirmation saint, Philip Neri, he's the founder of the Oratorians. There was a little loft in the oratory, and he would climb up there late at night when everybody else was sleeping, and he would just stare at the cross. One time, somebody saw him levitating there. He would just stare at the crucifix, which is how he became the patron saint of charity. He was one of the most charitable people you've ever met, joyful as well. Saint Dominic is always pictured holding on to the bottom of the cross, staring up at the crucified Christ. St. Teresa of Avila, for those of us who were on the pilgrimage back in September, and we went to Avila, her cell where she lived in her monastery, was just a simple bed with, I'm not kidding you, a log as a pillow, and on the wall a crucifix. And she would just stare and pray and kneel in front of that crucifix. St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta with her crucifixes in her chapels. St. John Paul II, who had a beautiful crucifix on his crozier. All of these saints, so many, they spent so much time staring at the crucifix. And Pope Francis said that we should all be doing that more. Because two things happen when we really spend time praying in front of a crucifix. Number one, we remember and realize the depths of God's love. That God, the whole God of the universe, is willing to go and love us to the end. Love us to the point of the cross, where he gives us his body, blood, soul, and divinity, which is how it is at Mass. We are at the holy, we call this the holy sacrifice of the Mass, because we are at the holy sacrifice that the second reading today talked about, this one perfect eternal sacrifice of our Jesus. And that's where we go at Holy Mass, to Calvary, to the cross, where Jesus, and that's why the Roman Missal says that every altar should have a crucifix on it that the priest can look at, because the priest isn't supposed to be looking at all the people. He's looking at the crucifix. We're being reminded in the Holy Mass that this is that sacrifice right here. And this is how much our God loves us, that he is willing to empty the treasures of heaven and put them on this altar in Shelbyville, Indiana. Amazing how much God loves us. So when we spend time looking at the crucifix, we see God's love, his generosity, his faithfulness. And the second thing that happens when we pray in front of the crucifix, it awakens in us a desire to be generous back to God. And it puts our sufferings, it puts all that stuff in perspective, because it's nothing compared to what our blessed Lord has done for us and what he does for us in this one perfect eternal sacrifice that we take part in every Sunday at Holy Mass. But the staring at the crucifix makes us realize I should be loving that much. As Pope John Paul II said, there's no such thing as love without sacrifice. Can't. Otherwise it's selfish and it's not love at all. But when we look at the crucifix, we learn how to love from him who loved us first that much. And we learn how to be generous and loving and be selfless back to God and to our neighbor. And that is what Catholicism is all about. The psalm today said that God shows us the path to life, eternal life. And what is that path? Jesus and his sacrifice and our participating in it. Lance and I were coming back late at night or early in the morning on yesterday from the women's retreat, which was really wonderful, grace time together at St. Mindred. And Lance said something very beautiful. He said, how could we ever get to heaven if we don't take the path to heaven? Isn't that beautiful? How could we ever get to heaven if we don't take the path to heaven? And the path to heaven is Jesus and the cross. And so Pope Francis said, whenever you're kind of wondering what to do with your life, you know, the big questions, but also the day-to-day stuff, he said, look at the crucifix. Look at the crucifix. Pray there. Jesus will show you what you're supposed to do. And it will probably involve a lot of sacrifice and a lot of love and a lot of generosity. But you'll be better off for it, and so will the whole world. Let's thank our Lord, and let's take Pope Francis up on that invitation to spend more time staring at the crucifix. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.